What's News? I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal in New York. President Trump has stepped up his attacks on the Fed and its chairman, Jerome Powell, over their raising of interest rates. We'll have more on The Wall Street Journal's interview with the president in a moment. First, here are some top stories. Federal and local officials Wednesday say authorities have intercepted packages containing pipe bomb-type devices addressed to the homes of former President Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and to CNN. The recovered devices were reportedly similar to a device found Monday in the mailbox of the Westchester County, New York home of billionaire philanthropist George Soros, a prominent liberal donor. The device found in CNN's mailroom at the Time Warner Center in New York also contained a pipe and wire. Investigators believe the packages sent to Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Soros came from the same suspect. Both packages had U.S. Postal Service stamps on them. For the latest updates on this story, click on WSJ.com. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman said Wednesday that journalist Jamal Khashoggi's killing was a hideous incident and a crime painful to all Saudis. And he pledged to cooperate with Turkish authorities as his kingdom struggles with a global backlash over the alleged assassination. Prince Mohammed, in his first public remarks about Mr. Khashoggi's October 2nd death in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, said his government would seek justice for the perpetrators. The incident has escalated into the prince's most serious foreign policy challenge, straining the kingdom's relationships with the U.S. and Turkey. Boeing says its business is booming. The world's largest aerospace company by sales reported better than expected quarterly profit for the third quarter and raised its revenue and profit outlook for the year. Boeing cited strong global demand for commercial jets and new defense projects. Still ahead, Wall Street Journal reporter Mike Bender talks about the journal's interview with President Trump. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. President Trump has not been happy with the course of interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve, and he has stepped up his criticism of the Fed and its chairman, Jerome Powell. Mr. Trump made his latest comments in a White House interview Tuesday with the Wall Street Journal, and joining us now is one of the Journal reporters the president spoke to, Mike Bender. Mike, first of all, was the White House interview with the president strictly about the Fed, or did he touch on other topics?
This was one of the wide-ranging interviews that we've been able to do with President Trump over the course of the last couple of years. It was a half hour in the Oval Office, and it was wide-ranging. Anything was fair game to ask. We spent quite a bit of time talking about the death of the journalist in a Saudi Arabian consulate in Turkey. We talked about the Fed for quite a bit. We also touched on taxes, Michael Cohen, and a few other economic issues as well.
He said about Chairman Powell that, quote, he almost looks like he's happy raising interest rates.
Yeah, it's a pretty remarkable thing to say. The way we kind of got onto that topic is we just asked him a big, broad, open-ended question heading into the midterms. He's made the economic growth one of the most important issues in this election. And I just asked him point blank, what do you see as the biggest risks for the economy right now? And his answer was, he had a single answer, the Fed. And we dove into that quite a bit. And what he's upset about is he takes it very personally.
His economy.
Yes, it's his economy. He talked about, I have a hot economy going. He talked about growth as in my numbers. He compared it to growth under President Obama, referring to it specifically as a competition. And that these rate increases, which we've seen a handful of this year, his quote was that they make it impossible to compete. And he was talking about competing with Obama there, not with China or Japan or Europe, although obviously that is a significant concern of his.
So in other words, Mr. Obama was boosted by the fact that there were lower interest rates or no interest rates, and his economy is being held back by the fact that interest rates are rising.
That's right. And he wanted to spend a portion of our interview talking exactly about that and sort of imagining what the economy would look like right now if the interest rates were at or near zero like they were under Obama. Now, of course, there is sound economic theory about why the Fed is raising these rates. They've been forecasting that. They've been sort of previewing these increases for quite a while. And I also asked the president that, why do you think the Fed is raising the rates? And he paused and looked at me and said, well, you know, this guy was supposed to be a low interest guy, and he turned out not to be. So his answer was not about economic theory. It was sort of that he had gotten duped in picking Powell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he indicate that he wants to fire Jerome Powell?
So we asked him that, and the law is a little murky about whether the president can fire a Federal Reserve chairman. Previous presidents have inquired, and previous White House attorneys have said you need a significant cause other than you disagree with policy. So that is unsettled, and it seems like that question is also unsettled in Trump's mind. When we asked him if he was going to remove Powell, he said, I don't know. So he didn't say no, he didn't say yes. He obviously left it wide open there, but he made clear that he wanted to send a message to the Fed, in the same breath acknowledging the Fed's independence and need for independence, wanted to send a clear message to the central bank that he wanted lower interest rates.
Mike, Mr. Trump also talked about tariffs. He said there aren't actually tariffs in place, though he did impose them on steel and aluminum imports.
That's true. That is what he said. And the truth is somewhere around there, right? I mean, it is true that he's talked a lot more about tariffs than he's actually implemented. And I think that was his point. This was in the context of, again, talking about the risks to the economy. And I'd raised the concern here that a lot of economists have said the tariffs present the biggest risk to the economy, not interest rates. And so he wanted to sort of dissuade me of that notion, saying there really haven't been any tariffs. I think what he meant to say is there haven't been as many tariffs as I've talked to. There could have been a lot more.
Small tariffs.
Yeah. I think there were some, there's some aluminum and steel companies that would disagree with that. But again, I mean, there was another sort of fun part of the interview where he acknowledged that part too. He said the people who complain about tariffs are the CEOs making $25 million a year who can't justify that kind of salary and, you know, would rather blame me and the tariffs. So again, this is very personal for him. And, you know, he wanted to talk about tariffs as more of a leverage tactic than any sort of drag on the economy.
He also talked about Michael Cohen, his former personal lawyer. Tell us about that, Mike.
Yeah, sure. So Wall Street Journal, our colleagues at the Wall Street Journal have broken the lion's share of those Michael Cohen stories. So we wanted to make sure we followed up a little bit with him. It's been a little bit out of the news recently, but we just asked him how he had been thinking about some of these developments. So this is his former personal attorney who had an office right down the hall in Trump Tower from him, who's now implicated him in his former boss, the president, in federal crimes. So we wanted to get his thoughts on that. He was predictably not really interested in talking about it, kind of told us he'd answered those questions and didn't. But he was flabbergasted by the turn of events here and brought up the tapes. Cohen had surreptitiously taped his boss while they were at the Trump Organization and during the campaign. Some of those tapes have come to light. And he wanted to focus on the legal liability that presented for Cohen, A, and also distancing himself from Cohen, saying he was more of a PR guy, didn't handle a lot of the big legal issues, and wanted to create more distance between him and Michael Cohen.
And this was 30 minutes.
This is all in 30 minutes, yeah.
Did you wish it had gone on longer?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's really fun. I mean, talking to President Trump, he really is engaging. And particularly for the Wall Street Journal, talking about some of these economic issues, he wants to get down into the weeds more so than other issues. And there's a lot of back and forth. And he makes you feel comfortable in the Oval Office there. He has a button on his desk, a little red button on his desk that he presses, and a waiter brings in a Diet Coke and a cup for him. You know, he'd asked us if we wanted anything and tried to make us feel comfortable. And yeah, it's always fun to spend a few minutes with him. And I think he enjoys it too. It's always been one of his tactics of saying, you know, we have a 20-minute interview and it lasts an hour. And he enjoys that too. But there's a lot of demands on his schedule these days.
Wall Street Journal White House reporter Mike Bender. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Okay, thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.